the rise of virtual influencers, which of course is just like computer generated personalities that, you know, actively participate on social media. This whole space, I think, has seen a really unprecedented growth, with the digital human economy projected to go from about, I think by 2035, it's supposed to hit $125 billion. That's according to Gartner's estimations. And a lot of companies right now are trying to capitalize on this trend. So, of course, then we have the whole world of AI image generators like Midjourney and Stable Diffusion, which have simplified the creation of these kind of virtual influencers. I've seen so many of these accounts on Instagram and Twitter lately. 1337, which is a startup named after a term which was popular in the 80s gaming and hacker culture, has stepped into the scene. It just has received almost $4 million. It just came out of stealth. And 1337 essentially is kind of pioneering the realm of AI-driven micro-influencers. So these essentially are niche content creators with hyper-focused interests, including, you know, gardening or emo music or vintage fashion. And, you know, you could have an influencer for classical literature, right? So they're just like really specialized kind of areas. So while AI is definitely at the forefront of these creations, the company also encourages users to have a say in shaping these influencers, which is kind of an interesting concept. So Jenny Deering, who's the co-founder and CEO of 1337, recently said, quote, "In a world oversaturated with influencers who are often either too commercial or too impersonal, 1337 introduces diverse AI-driven entities that engage users in entirely new dynamic ways." So these AI personalities, which are called entities, that's just what 1337 calls them, come with some really intricate backstories and detailed personas. An example is Daria, who's like a music blogger they've created with, she has like kind of a strong inclination towards emo culture. And then she's got like some, you know, unique backgrounds. I think these entities are not limited to just Instagram. They have LinkedIn profiles, public Spotify playlists, and the capability to essentially interact with their followers. Now, this is why I think this is important. It's so interesting that like last year's problem or last month's problem, all of a sudden it's like, is it a feature or a bug? So of course, for the last year, we've been hearing a lot of different platforms, but I think Twitter is the most vocal about it because Elon Musk talking about the bots on the platform. And I think a lot of people have, you know, struggled with bots on the platform, which is just fake accounts, fake entities, fake people. During the last election cycle, this was something that was brought up a lot. I think essentially there was just like fake accounts, fake influencers, and then they would, you know, have a right-wing ideologies or left-wing ideologies, and they would kind of try to convince people to vote one way or another. They'd share news that agreed with that, and they were like fake people. And I think the reason why these fake kind of influencer accounts are popular is because if you're trying to sway public opinion, this is my opinion on this all, but if you're trying to sway public opinion and you're just one influencer, you only get so much reach. But if you make 20, 30, 100, 2,000 of these accounts, some of them naturally are going to gain traction. Your reach is going to be way bigger, and you can pretty much infinitely scale your impact, your reach. They can go comment with things like ChatGPT now. You could hook ChatGPT up to one of these, which I think essentially they do, like tie them into Twitter and have it go find all the content that's out there, whether it's like for your ideology or against your ideology, whether that's government or it's like in a specific industry. Maybe you're like a concrete manufacturer and you want a specific type of concrete to be more popular. You can think of like Nikola Tesla or Thomas Edison's, the fight of like alternating current or direct current. They had all these like big publicity stunts they did back in the day where they would like, you know, electrocute an elephant to death to prove that one of these electricity's forms of electrical, you know, systems was unsafe. Well, that's what you did back in the day. You electrocuted an elephant to death and put it on the front of the New York Times, and that's how you proved that you were the superior electrical method. Today, a concrete company or an electrical company or someone else, they could just make a bunch of fake influencers, go on Twitter and anyone else people are talking about like a specific topic that relates to their industry, and have ChatGPT automatically put comments that, you know, strengthen their side, their narrative, whatever. So essentially it's like public perception, public, you're just trying to sway what the public believes in. And so this has been a big problem for a long time. Like we call this bot armies or troll armies if it's saying something you don't like, right? But all of a sudden now there's companies that are making these quote unquote entities. And it's, you know, we're talking about how this is awesome. People are going to follow them like it's a good thing. So I don't know. To me, that's what I think is funny. What's interesting here is it talks about like they have LinkedIn profiles. That feels like weird to me because LinkedIn is, you know, typically supposed to be a place like, okay, I've definitely gotten a lot of LinkedIn spam from like fake accounts that are pretending to be a person, then trying to like sell me stuff in my messages. That's just annoying. But like they're saying this is a good thing, right? And it's kind of something I'd expect more with like a platform like Instagram. There's tons of fake accounts or just like fan pages or random pages. But LinkedIn is not supposed to be for that. LinkedIn is really supposed to be like actual humans, actual people with actual job descriptions. So that seems like weird to me. Public Spotify playlists. Why do they do this? Because you can, for those that don't know, I have a big background in Spotify. I have tons of content on Spotify I've produced. And I have worked in the industry for a long time. I still make a decent amount of money month to month from content I have there. So I know this industry really well. The reason why they bring up the fact that they have public Spotify playlists is because essentially what you can do, it's actually a whole business where you can create a Spotify playlist, try to get like 50,000 people that follow your playlist. And it's all about like some sort of specific topic, you know, like punk music, rock music, you get 100,000 people to follow and listen to that playlist. And then you can get artists to pay you to drop your song into that playlist, because essentially, if it's in the playlist, they know there's 100,000 people that listen to this every month. They're going to probably get 100,000 or more plays of people listening to this playlist. So it's like they're obviously monetizing this in real ways. It just seems weird to me, honestly. A lot of this seems quite sketchy. In any case, they're kind of emphasizing that their approach is going beyond just basic chatbot interactions with these like fake influencers. They said, quote, "We're crafting entities that evolve with the niche communities, adapting to the rapidly changing digital landscape." They're going to launch all of these in January, I think. So get ready for the bot army nation to take over the internet. Oh my gosh, just think about like 100,000 AI influencers with their own, like, going on YouTube videos, commenting, going on Twitter, commenting, going on every social media platform, commenting, whatever they want, trying to build their little audiences. Ugh. Something about that is not my vibe. But in any case, I think this is a really, they're definitely intriguing. These AI personas are essentially a result of a collaboration between 1337's founding team. They use GPT-4 for all the written content. Midjourney is what they use for all the art. So, like, pictures of the influencer is going to be generated on Midjourney. And then they have some of their own in-house solutions. Robin Raska, who's a co-founder, kind of talked about the whole process and mentioned that their focus is on maintaining consistent facial features for their virtual entities. Yeah, no doubt. This is exactly what you do making a fake influencer. You want them every picture to look the same. It's actually one of the biggest struggles, so I'll give it to them that that's not actually easy. Midjourney is essentially like, Midjourney's made in a way, and I know this too because I've talked with and a lot of people that have done like illustrated books, for example, illustrated kids' books. And one of the biggest problems is when you use Midjourney to create all of the graphics or illustrations for a kid's book, the hardest part is like from page to page, making it have the same kid, because you can give it a prompt. It's like, you know, young kid playing with airplane, in forest with the sun in the sky, kid is happy with black hair, brown eyes, 4 years old girl. Like, you could say that, but it will generate two completely looking 4 year old girls in the situation, but depending on like, you know, okay, now the girl is like going on the playground or whatever, right? And so Midjourney just generates a different person. It's really hard to get it to be the exact same person. So this is, I think, one of the things that they're focusing on. Now, there are a handful of tricks and things you can do. If you get it to generate an image in certain styles, then it has kind of like a smaller scope, I think. This is my thesis on why this works, is it has a smaller scope of content that feeds into the AI model, right? So, for example, if you ask it for a very specific type of style, the GPT-4 or DALL-E 3 or Midjourney was only trained on like a handful of images in that style, and all of those images had like the same character in them. So sometimes that makes it easier if you find a unique style to get the same person. In any case, this is the problem that they're fighting with here. And I've seen this issue on some of these bot accounts where it's like a bunch of, it's like an influencer account, but it's like AI. And it's like, yeah, it's like a very similar dude with brown hair and a chiseled chin, but it's like not the exact same guy. So this is what they're fighting with here. For users looking to kind of co-create with an entity, 1337 offers kind of an interactive platform through this. So through their Discord chat, you can prompt a caption and a series of photos And you essentially kind of create these entities that they have plans to roll out revenue sharing models for super creators. And they're also teasing an upcoming feature. I think they have some like enabling these entities to produce podcasts and videos. And this is set to launch in the first half of 2024. So I've done this as well. I've created a ton of AI created podcasts. Last summer, I just did a project and created probably 10 to 20 different AI podcasts. And some of them were really successful. Like multiple of them had over 100,000 listens on them. My strategy with that was that I kind of used that to grow an audience. Then I would get a real person to take over the podcast. I just gave my friends a bunch of podcasts, to be honest, and had them kind of take them over. This podcast that I'm running now, I used sort of a similar strategy to this. When I first launched it, I actually created 3 AI recorded podcasts. So ChatGPT just wrote them, and then I had like an AI voice read it, and I posted them on the podcast. And I was just testing to see if like this the topic of AI and ChatGPT would get traction. I posted those episodes, and then like a week later, the episodes organically got a bunch of listens, and they didn't have a very good watch rate or like listen rate. People didn't listen to the whole episodes because it's an AI voice and it wasn't that good, but it showed me and it validated the idea that there was a lot of people interested in the topic. Cause I had like, I don't know, maybe like 1,000 people watch those in a week or something. So I was like, okay, this is a popular area. Deleted the AI ones, just took it over with myself talking about all this kind of content and everything happening in AI. And it's been a phenomenally successful podcast, over 1 million listens. But, you know, I do see like, you know, I can't call the kettle too black because I've used all of these strategies that they're using. It's just, I usually use it as like a launch pad or a starting point. And they're literally trying to make like an AI human that can make podcasts and generate revenue from them. And I don't know. I just think it gets... I just worry this whole thing gets to a very spammy point where the whole internet's full of all these fake influencers, and I don't want to sit there in a Discord chatting with like 10 AI influencers. That's just ChatGPT. I don't know. It seems like a depressing world. If nothing else, we need to have disclaimers on all of these influencers so we know kind of like hashtag ad on like whenever a real influencer is like featuring a product. They need to have hashtag AI so we know that this isn't a real person, because right now it's like, they have the problem with the faces, and like you can just tell it's an AI image because it's not like super, super realistic. But like eventually these things will look perfect, like a real human. It's going to look exactly like a person. Every picture will be the same. They'll have videos of them talking and moving and doing stuff. So I think it just gets to a point where people would like to know if they're talking to a ChatGPT or a real human. And yeah, it's kind of funny. I think it, people call this really innovative. I worry it's really spammy. I mean, sure, they say this is like cool, but think of all like the bad actors that use this. China is going to love it. Russia is going to love it. North Korea is going to love it. Crypto scammers are going to love it. Like you could just, there's so many ridiculous parts about this. So I think this is definitely an interesting company to follow. It's a very interesting area. It has a lot of implications for AI. I'll keep you updated on all of it, but definitely an interesting story.